best.
And that was Music Exchange with Andy and Ashley. If you've not had enough of boy bands, or if you did actually like the sound of that, you can always check back in on the website, burst.co.uk, to see what's coming up next week. Like us on Facebook, and also we've got Twitter now, Burst Radio. And what's coming up next? Who's in the studio now? Oh, I think it's Josh with some poetry for us.
Hello there!
So, hope you have fun with that. I'll talk to you later.
Hello, everybody. Whew. Well, I've made it in. On time this time. Fantastic. Well, that was Andy Goddard and Ashley Yee with the Great Boy Band Battles. Welcome back to Fireside. It's the third version of this event. Almost the third episode, you could say. That's what I should say. Right, first of all, this has to be made very, very clear. You are entering a show where swearing may happen, language may offend, but it's all poetry. It's all part of the artistic intent. So there's going to be no censoring going on here, but just so you're aware, spring has sprung and the night has fallen. And with those two things in mind, how about a little bit of Lil Green with Romance in the Dark?
Upon my lips, and he begs me to please keep still in the dark. But soon this dance will be ended, and you all is going to be missed. Gee, but I'm not pretending, 'cause I swear it's behind. Just let them dance. We're going to find romance in the dark. Lord, in the dark, it's just you and I. Not a sound, not a sound, it's not one sigh. Just the beat of my poor heart in the dark. Upon my lips, and he begs me to please keep the hill in the dark. Lord, but soon, 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 this dance will be ended, and you all is going to be missed. Whether it's have left behind, just let them dance. We're gonna find romance in the dark. In the dark, turn out the light.
Woo! She is hot stuff. It's great to be back. Fantastic. Thank you so much for being here. And I didn't think I jinxed it last week when I said that spring is finally coming along, because, oh my God, sorry for the blasphemy there, but goodness me, even, which derivates from the same term, spring is here. I think, I don't think I'm jinxing it. We've had a beautiful, beautiful week. I hope you've had as nice a week as we have on the lovely Bournemouth coast here. And so this episode is going to be flung around in celebration of the fact, because this is a good thing going on. So we've got some poems. We've got some music. I should explain that this is Fireside. You're listening to Joshua Ward here. This is the sharing space for poetry, a little bit of folk, a little bit of whatever I fancy, really. But it does depend on you. It is run with your help. So if you are a poet or a musician and you'd like to get yourself heard on air, then why not send something in? And yeah, I'll play you if I think you're good enough. I bet you are. With that in mind, I think we're going to have a little poem from my alter ego, Gerald de Pompadour, and then Steph Moe, who will be featured later, and I'll tell you more about Steph and what he does in a bit. But so it's time for some Gerald, and then straight afterwards, a little bit of Steph Moe. Okay, here's Shiny.
Shiny, shiny, shiny. The morning shines with shine. Shine! And its goldiness is made more goldy with the water of yesterday. Water which runs into the rivers like rivers, and puddles into puddles on the blocky slabs of Bristol. The buses splash through them, put a sound effect there, and spray up like shaggy dogs who have climbed out of Yorkshire reservoirs. And the shops are opening, and people are buying their cups of beans for the shiny trundle, and smoking. Early in the morning, smoking. Not for me, thank you, but there's a pretty girl in a cloud of makeup with a slender tube of mouth cake. Puff, puff, puff. Blue dress. And the streets are calling my name. And I smile coyly, like a dove in a video, like milk on the stove, coy. And then I go for my morning poo. And everyone else is having their morning poo. The sewers are having a party. The treatment plant's churning it back to butter and Devon savouries and little puffs of meringue. And they waltz down off the conveyor belts back to Asda. And such is the circle of life.
A lovely springtime walk. Ah, the smell of freshly cut grass, fresh, intoxicating, invigorating, can mean only one thing. The human pestilence still lingers on. I mean, summer brings, summer flings, golden sunshine in concentric rings, happy little birds that sing and flap their lovely wings. We are all queens and kings. Hello, house. Hello, mouse. Hello, cheating louse, soused on famous grouse at his mistress's house, watching House on Netflix. Hello, lovely trees and sticks. I feel very sick. Ignore the pain and focus on the click. My heels so light and carefree on the tarmac. Cat, I'll eat it like the Sonic. Garlic. Butter on the wind. Hello, church. Bless me, Father, though I have not sinned. And bless you, Father, and your many chins. I feel as though a potion of alcoholic lotion, acid razor blades, and past its sell-by-date fermented cow is bubbling in my stomach now. Sweat is curdling on my brow. Hello, farmer. Did you repair your plough? Ow! I mean, oh, that's really very good to know. Now, back through your fields you can safely roam. Excuse me, for I must get home. Gyrating, salivating like a horse that's gnawing at the bit, doubling over like I need a stand up straight. Nobody can guess the nature of your state. Hello, people at the bus stop. I hope that you don't have long to wait. Ah, hypocrite. Typical. Here come three at once. See you soon, you bunch of constable. Good afternoon. Oh boy, you must be over the moon. No, I'm fine. Stomach bug really does pull the rug from under one. No, not much bloody fun. Goodbye. Ah, hello, Puck. Hello, Lark. Hello, Protons. Hello, Quarks. Ah, relief. Home at last. Better sort this first. Recalibrate your back. Wrong flesh setting. No wonder it didn't work. Oh, that's better. Far more stable. Far more comfy. Far more able. Back in my synthetic suit of man. The invasion will proceed as planned.
This is a pretty manic start to the show, I must say. I'm loving it. That was Steph Moe there with the wonderful A Lovely Springtime Walk. Steph shall be hopefully recording some stuff in studio soon. He's coming up to Verbal Remedies in Bournemouth on the 16th, along with the wonderful, immaculate Tom Sastry. And I'll be performing there myself. So if you're in the Bournemouth area and you fancy getting involved, go to the Verbal Remedies Bournemouth page. It's the 16th, it's at the Anvil. It's going to be an absolute hoot. But I think we need to, you know, give some breathing space for new listeners who are not quite aware how mad this show can get. I think Jeremy Toombs should show us, you know, a deeper side of spring and the essence of renewal. So Jeremy Toombs here, and I think he's going to introduce a poem himself.
So it's called Immortality Blues. I suppose it's about reincarnation. How many lifetimes, spirits, reincarnations, meditation, hardships, nights, days, wanderings, selfless good deeds, how much self-inflicted harm, how many prayers, magic tricks, beggar's meals, rain-soaked days, nights, sunburnt brows, bruised feet, mountains climbed, oh, how many times in all of the world, in all of my lives, shall I close these eyes or those past eyes, eyes to come, only to open them again to another day.
And with the theme of animals in our head, time for I Am the Fox by Nancy Kerr and James Fagan, the Bar Folkies.
And I'll tell you true what your hounds do think of me and I of you. When lavish scraps fall no longer from your knee, he will slip his rope and we will brothers be. I am the fox and I'll tell you true what your hounds do think of me and I of you. When lavish scraps fall no longer from your knee, he will slip his rope and we will brothers be. You masters all in fine sheets at night, dreaming of your dinners rich and pennies bright. When you awake, raging naked to the air, you will find your coffers stripped and cupboards bare. For I am the fox, and I'll tell you true what your hounds do think of me and I of you. When lavish scraps fall no longer from your knee, he will slip his rope and we will brothers be. Then comes a day when the trumpets sound and the hunter hears no howl from fox or hound. Then he who owns every army in the land will have to go with bowl of begging in his hand. For I am the fox and I'll tell you true what your hounds do think of me and I of you. When lavish scraps fall no longer from your knee, he will slip his rope and we will brothers be.
Come on, people, get those feet stamping.
On yonder vale where the snow lies bare, winter winds will hide our scent from hardened hair. Then fox and hound, bound no more by slavery, will bare their fangs and bite the hand of poverty. For I am the fox, and I'll tell you true what your hounds do think of me and I of you. When lavish scraps fall no longer from your knee, he will slip his rope and we will brothers be. I am the fox and I'll tell you true what your hounds do think of me and I of you.
When love is scraps, fall no longer from your knee. He will slip his rope and we will brothers be. He will slip his rope and we will brothers be.
Oh, I love those people so much. Right, I'm going to put my own two penneth in for now, and then I think we're going to have another poem from Jeremy Toombs. Enjoy!
My cat is at his loveliest once having killed a mouse. How he purrs and wraps my leg around with glee. And he weaves his way and prances through and wakens up the house thinking, where's a cat more dastardly than me? But I say to him, remember, as you stand above your kill, that the mouse will have his day when you are old. Though you saunter in the summer, and you pillage till you're filled, comes the day you'll lie out rotting in the cold. But to that, he keeps on purring, lost in sick assassin's cheer. I have you and more to keep me through the frost. For you flatter me with caterries embedding through the year, so the mice will have to suck up what they've lost. And to that I stare astounded at this terrorist infer, as I realise the part I have to play. As he gazes and he rolls about, he softly starts to purr, thanks to you, the mouse will never have his day.
Who knows? Who knows the way it goes as the globe spins, conspiracies and mysteries? Who shot Kennedy? Who Dr. King? Did we land on the moon? Why'd Lenin have to go so soon? And what about UFOs? Who knows? Who knows what my dad did in his youth, 'cause he ain't talking. Who knows? Is God is or is God ain't? Is this world a faint assembly of shadows? Who knows? Who knows? I bet after you contemplate Zen cones, you feel nothing's known. Who knows? Who knows? Hair on teeth, drink tea, clap hand, tree falls, silent bang. What's that thing there everybody's talking about? Some kind of trip or something folks are going on in their own heads. Too many people on meds these days. Why don't they just drink whiskey? Who knows? I don't suppose there's much use in asking. Like Mama always said, it's hard telling, not knowing. Who knows?
He's good, that man. He's good, isn't he? And I realise, having looked at the old monitor back there, I have peaked outrageously twice the show already. I'm quite excitable, aren't I? I really, really enjoy doing this show, so thank you so much for listening. Another person that makes me enjoy it to the superlative is Steph Moe. We've already heard his A Lovely Springtime Walk, but every single week what Steph does is he says, OK, you, the audience, the burst audience, and those who visit his Steph Moe Words Facebook page, if you sent him in a title, he will write a poem based upon that title. And guess what? Here's the amazing part. We will air it for you. So if you just write a title, we've had suggestions like glucose and caramel, vitamin B12. The last one was about the diagram of a uterus, plasterboard, Marmite 2014. The titles can be as challenging as you like, and Steph will turn them into a masterpiece. This time, it's called The Girth, and tying in with our sort of land theme, the springtime theme, I really hope you enjoy it, because I think it's girlish.
The Girth. Ah, land of my loopy, lascivious aunts, land where deranged drain cleaner drunk dachshund dome degenerates dance, land of fermented piccolo cadences, trilling steampunk birdsong, coughing up the funk encrusted guts of perpetual Wednesday mornings, land of suggestive awnings and exhausted yawnings in the fog of not quite dawning mornings, land of spitting pigeons and tartan fields, land of subpar rapeseed yield, land of suspect chins and missing jaws, land that's kind of mine, although it sure as hell ain't yours. Ah, the girth, absent sentinel of my forgotten birth. Hot air baboon and lute players land, guild of future blind soothsayers land, frustrated biltong goat blog land, fried worm egg and oak hog land, oh, sit astride a burning badger rolling cheese through townships land, setting sail for distant ponds aboard a tiny clown ship land, addle-pated bovine hockey bringing folks together land, random psychological collapse instead of weather land, ah, the girth. Land of double-dealing foxes with the voice of Colin Firth. Land of mouldy bosom, I would presume nothing less. Land of beating dozens of your cousins in a dress. Land of psychic croutons in your futons, I confess. This land of faulty wiring can be tiring, Jesus, yes. It's a land where opportunities are rare as pickled swine. It's a line of fat canaries sending orphans down the mines. Yes, it's mine, but if I'm honest, there's a lesson I have learned. I left it 20 years ago and ain't keen to return. Ah, the girth. Significantly more trouble than it's worth.
The Girth by Steph Moe there. So if you have a title, if you have something you'd like to send in, I absolutely love that poem. If you have a title, then please do send it in either on the Burst website. There will be a fireside Facebook page soon, which should be rather scrummy. Yes, and I'll be pestering you for titles then. And also there's the Steph Moe Words website. Steph, S-T-E-F, Moe, M-O. And remember, on the 16th, which I think is this coming Sunday, you can catch Steph headlining at Verbal Remedies. He's a fantastic performer. Moving on to a lovely song now. I talked about Tom Sastry earlier on. Tom Sastry is a delightful poet from Bristol, where I did loads of poetry last year. And hopefully he'll be on the show playing his guitar and reading some poetry. But he also introduced me to this next song by Judy Collins. It's called Albatross. And for me, it just tickles me entirely. So I just settle yourself down for this one. It grows on you. I don't want to describe it too much, but just settle yourself down. Ease yourself in, because it's Judy Collins with Albatross.
The lady comes to the gate, dressed in lavender and leather, looking north to the sea. She finds the weather fine. She hears the steeple bells ringing through the orchard all the way from town. She watches seagulls fly, silver on the ocean, stitching through the waves the edges of the sky. Many people wander up the hills from all around you, making up your memories and thinking they have found you. They cover you with veils of wonder as if you were a bride. Young men holding violets are curious to know if you have cried, and tell you why and ask you why, either way you answer. Lace around the collars of the blouses of the lady, flowers from a Spanish friend of the family. The embroidery of your life holds you in and keeps you out, but you survive, imprisoned in your bones behind the icy glass windows of your eyes. And in the night, the iron wheels rolling through the rain, down the hill through the long grass to the sea. And in the dark, with your long hair blowing and the colors of the day part of your life to make sure you are living. And the crowd that has come, you give them the colors and the bells and the wind and the dream. Will there never be a prince who rides along the sea and the mountains, scattering the sand and the foam into amethyst fountains, riding up the hills from the beach and the long summer grass, holding the sun in his hands and shattering the ice in glass? Day and night and day again, and people come and go away forever, while the shining summer sea dances in the glass of your mirror. While you search the waves for love and your visions for a sign, the knot of tears around your throat is crystallizing into your design. And in the night, the iron wheels rolling through the rain, down the hills, through the long grass, to the sea. And in the dark, the heart bells ringing with pain. Come away, alone. Come away, alone.
I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Okay, so, trying to follow that, heavens above. So Tom Sastry, as you can tell from that, has absolutely impeccable taste. Just a call out once more to all people, all poetry writers who are listening to this show. Why not send something in, get a recording done, and whisk it over. You can contact us either by the Burst page or by the Burst Facebook page. When I talk about the Burst page, you assume, I hope you're assuming that you know I'm talking about the contacts bit just right next to where you're listening, because you would be on the Burst page now if you are listening. I'm going to cut this stream of thought. However, yeah, so basically, send in poems, and if you disagree with anything I'm saying, and if you disagree with how I'm presenting the show, write a poem about it and say, look, you're absolutely awful. This is how I do things better. And then for at least maybe 5 minutes, 7 minutes, depends how long you want your poem to be, you could be running the show. With that in mind, I'm going to let Joe Bell run the show with a fantastic poem called Last. And she's going to actually play us out. It's not been a very, very long show today, I realise, but we've got a host of amazing Bournemouth poets coming up soon. Went to a fantastic gig on the 11th in Chaplin's Bar in Boscombe, which if you've never been to, it won Best Pub of the Year 2 years ago and is a cracking place. Stunningly designed. And they love their poetry and they love their live music. So if you want to get performing, then head on down there and see what you can bring to the table. So we're going to have some amazing Bournemouth poets coming up. We're going to have more of Steph Mo next week. Make sure that you send us in your title ideas for his crowdsource. And hopefully we're going to have some Tom Sastry as well. So I'm going to leave you with Jo Bell, one of my favourite poets. She runs the 52 programme, which essentially is a collection of poets on Facebook. If you find, I think it's 52 WordPress, or just Google in 52 poetry, you should be able to find a page that she runs where every single week she gives out a stimuli. And all these poets belong to this Facebook group, which you can always just apply to get into. We write things to that brief. And the range of work is incredible. And there's more than 500 poets on there now. So if you'd like to just get into reading really more poetry or writing more, definitely check Jo Bell out and check out 52. But I'm going to end with a poem from her where she mentions a certain song, which I'm going to play for you afterwards. And if you haven't heard it, This is going to be a real treat. It's a long one, so you're not going to hear from me for a while. But enjoy, and I'll see you next week.
When you're an archaeologist, what they always ask you is, what's the most interesting thing that you've ever found? And actually, archaeology isn't about finding things. It's about the layers in which they are found, and about particular moments. So this is called Last, and it's kind of an answer to that question and kind of not. And I want you to think about the one thing, the one object that you would want to take with you. The object you would choose to be remembered by, the one that signifies your life, will not survive. It's going to be the busted zip, the broken plastic shoelace tip, the unsuspected screw that holds your file of facts together. A truth, though small, is no less true. Likewise, of all the days, the day that I remember isn't one I chose. It wouldn't make a photo for the mantelpiece. There is no New York marathon, no gilded party dress, no crumpled newborn face. One young morning in the flat at Portland Grove, while you made coffee, I lay matted in your quilt. The radio was on. And half asleep in student filth, I heard the lark ascending for the first time. I filled up like a fountain pen, inhaling through the nib, the barrel slowly swelling under pressure. I squinted out at dust specks, dawdling in sunshine wedges past the angle poison. When they come to prize my fingers from the days, it will be that one I let go of last.
The Lark Ascending by Ralph Vaughan Williams there. If you've enjoyed the show, check us out next week, Thursday at 9 p.m. Enjoy the spring, send in some poems, have a lovely, lovely evening.
Say fast.
Potty toes.
Yes.
Potty toes.
Say faster.
Potty toes.
So what are they then?
I don't know. I do it
to you. Believe it or not, that lady is famous all around the world.